to follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Points Bets giving you a $10 free live bet to use during Sunday Night Football every week for the rest of the regular season. Place your bet this week. Chiefs, Broncos. I don't know why they flexed that game. But get in on the action. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. Every Monday, the great Michael Lombardi. Great. I could talk to him for an hour on Mondays. Follow him on Twitter. Watch the show as well. How was your Thanksgiving? And when did you get the when the meatballs come out?
Oh, that was awesome, Paulie. It was, you know, what a great day. Usually they come out around halftime. I mean, you got to be careful with Dan Campbell and Matt Nagy. You can get indigestion no matter how good the meatballs are, but it was good. We right around halftime there, you started. It was an awesome day. It was tremendous. I mean, we got a chance to watch. I mean, most of America wanted to enjoy turkey and Sean Hockley officiate the game. The only thing that I missed on Sunday is we didn't have my man Scott Novak. I mean, typically, Scott Novak could have finished off. He would have had a 24-28 penalty game, too, as well.
Can you believe that? 38.5 million people watched that debacle.
It's unbelievable. And that back judge, Tim Mills, you know, when I was in the league, he gave me, you know, scared all the time because his interpretation of pass interference is different than most other crews. I mean, you guys watched all the games yesterday. How many penalties do you think Hockley's crew would have called on pass interference in some of these games?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yesterday I thought the league basically came out and said, let's cut. I mean, there were games with just six penalties. I mean, it was cut back way down yesterday. And we got to see football the way it should be played. And I think they helped. I mean, that San Francisco game. I mean, Kirk Cousins throws that ball, you know, in the overtime, in the final, got a chance to backdoor cover for the, you know, the Viking people, and that's pass interference there. They didn't even call it. I mean, if that would have been Hockley's crew, it would have been an absolute call.
You can't have it. You can't have it, Michael. You get Raiders, Cowboys, everyone's excited. It's the most watched regular season game since 1990, and you have 28 flags. Can't happen.
And Hockley probably, you know, when they turned that card in, he thinks he did a great job. Let's just remind ourselves what playoff game Hockley's crew does.
Yes.
Good point.
Yep.
Good point.
Yep. How about the marquee late game? Where are you at? You called them front runners all year. You were right. Three-game losing streak for the Rams, and where are you at with the Packers now?
I took the Rams in one of my plays. I was dead wrong. And I felt like this was the best opportunity. Stafford going back to Lambeau. He typically plays well there. Doesn't win, but because he's playing with the Lions. And because the Packers weren't healthy, I thought the Rams could really be disruptive. And they weren't. I mean, at what point are we going to stop and thinking the Rams are good on defense? Like, I mean, really, when are we going to stop thinking they're good on defense? When do they stop anybody? I mean, the Packers had the ball for 39 minutes in that game. 39 minutes. They controlled the game from the opening drive all the way through. You know, how you ever give advice and from the first series of the game, you know you gave wrong advice. That was the game for me yesterday. Like, I knew they were never going to win that game. The Packers were in complete control of that game. And at what point do we stop? I mean, the Rams, and I've said this all year, the Rams have become Staffordized. It's too easy to throw the ball. They have no run game. And look, the Packers showed yesterday that they're the best team to me in the NFL. And I said it going into the game. I thought they would be the best team in the NFL when they're healthy. But they couldn't block them. The Rams can't block them. I mean, why are the Rams? Why do we think the Rams are going to block Tampa? You know, why do we think the Rams can block Dallas? Like, I just don't see the Rams being this team that we think they are. They have three really great players, but we haven't seen Aaron Donald show up in how long now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think. By the way, here's the scary thing, I think, Michael, for the Rams in the playoffs against a team like Green Bay, and I said this earlier, like, what has changed since last year when they went to Lambeau? And by the way, the Rams had the number one rated defense in football, and it was the most yards ever allowed in a playoff game by a number one defense, and it got maybe worse yesterday.
Yeah, I don't understand why you're paying Jalen Ramsey all this money, and he's not covering Davante Adams no matter where he goes. Like, I don't understand it. Or double Davante Adams and put Jalen Ramsey on somebody else, but they're playing soft zone. I mean, how are you going to get to the quarterback? You trade a 2 and a 3 for Von Miller? Did he do anything to tilt the field in your favor? You know, it's like with this media, and then Odell made a big play. the game was over when he made his big play. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, I think they're front runners. Have you seen them play from behind yet? I mean, you know, we all know the stat about when Sean McVay goes into halftime with the lead. How about the stat when Sean McVay goes into halftime without the lead?
Good point. Yep, you're right about that, too. How about the Sunday night game with your buddy Baker Mayfield? After the game, they asked Stefanski about benching Mayfield. He said, why would we do that? Well, he waited too long. Playing him injured, and it's last seven games, only one time did they score more than 17 points. How do you lose that game? I mean, how does you lost to a team with your quarterback through four interceptions and you got beat?
It's remarkable. And I said going into the game, everybody, you know, that line was moving towards Cleveland. But unless Cleveland can make a big play, unless they can generate a big play in the run game or the pass game. I mean, yesterday they had 17 rushes for 40 yards, right? You know, Landry made one play for 38 and Harold Bryant had the big Y sail route for 41 yards. Other than that, they made no big plays. So once again, they score 10 points. Like, at what point are we going to accept that Mayfield can't see in the pocket? I mean, it's as obvious as anything. He can't see the receivers down the field. And when you push the pocket back into him, he becomes very pedestrian-like. And so they have no passing game. And if they don't make a chunk play here and there, he can't get him into third downs, and he can't execute. I mean, it's becoming, I don't care if he's injured or not. I mean, they were 4-for-13 on third down in that game. You think you're going to win any game that way? Mm-hmm. I mean, and how about this? The Ravens turned the ball over four times with interceptions and still have control of the football for 37 minutes. Ugh. How's that possible?
Can't be. Oh. I mean, how is it possible that Lamar Jackson would have three INTs in the span of about 5 minutes in the second quarter and the Browns couldn't capitalize?
Yeah. It's just because they have no offense. I mean, people have caught up to the Browns offense. They know what they're doing, and they're saying, look, Don Martindale played a five-man defensive line in front of it. They said, look, we're not going to let you run the ball. The ball is going to be in Baker Mayfield's hands this entire game. He's going to have to prove he can win the game. The same thing that happened in Philadelphia. I mean, at some point, we finally got to the point where we're tired. You know, like Jalen, I mean, back here in Philly, they think Jalen Hurts is a franchise quarterback. I mean, they're ready to put a gold jacket on him in Philadelphia. They got the parade on Broad Street all lined up. Everything was ready to go. The guy has not thrown for 200 yards. Think about this. He's thrown for 200 yards in one game in the last 8 weeks, and that was against the Raiders when he lost. They threw for 223. The only game he's thrown for decent yardage was Kansas City back in week four. He threw for 358. They have not thrown for 200 yards since the Tampa game in week six.
They're going to have to cancel the parade. They have to cancel the parade after that performance yesterday. 13.
But it's the same performance. It's the same performance every week. Like, everybody's getting upset. He had 124 yards passing. He had 138 against the Saints. He had 170 against Denver. He had 155 against the Chargers. He had 114 against the Mighty Lions. Like, he had 113 against the Bucks. Like, at some point, when somebody's going to admit he doesn't throw the ball. I don't care what his QBR is. I don't care what Pro Football Focus says. He doesn't throw the ball. Yeah. He can't make passes when he's behind the center. It's the same thing with Baker Mayfield.
Let's follow the money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Michael Lombardi, our guest. I know we talked to you about the Patriots, I think, on every single show that we do, every single Monday, but they deserve it. How is this, and you spent a lot of time, obviously, with Belichick and this organization, how does he do this where... You know, it's happened in the past, too, where they get off to poor starts, but then he kind of, you know, the team builds throughout the season. They keep getting better and better. And now, as with a rookie, Mac Jones, I watched a lot of the game yesterday. I mean, he's got total command of this offense right now. They are just getting, I don't know, Michael, they might be the best team in football right now. I can't believe I'm saying that.
You know, it's called practice, Paul. Mitch, it's practice. They practice. They practice and they get better. Last year, they had no off-season program. That's a critical component of the Patriots program. Last year, the month of October, they had COVID. They had no practices. He can't get his team better unless he practices. And he's going to practice. Last week, they had four practices because they had the extra day because of the Thursday night game. They're going to practice, and they're going to get their players better. And as the year goes on, they get better. It's a little bit like Michigan. When I was watching Michigan-Ohio State, they struck me as very Patriot-like. With their ability to block, their fundamentals, their tackling on defense. I mean, Michigan has improved their team every single week because they're practicing. Some of these teams don't practice. They They go through walkthroughs because there's players are hurt. They can't do it. That's not the case in New England. They just keep getting better and better, and that's why he had another undefeated November. And he'll get better in December. I'm sure they're going to stub their toe and lose the game coming down here. But look, they're a good team. You're going to have to beat them. I mean, the Titans did exactly what they wanted to do. They had two rushers over 100 yards. They averaged 6-9 a rush in the game, and yet it was a blowout. They couldn't do it.
They lost by 23 when you have guys combined for that many yards on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. And how about, and they didn't have the ball. They had all those rushing yards. They couldn't control the football because they turned it over. And the Patriots haven't been turning the ball over. I mean, that's been, you know, since earlier in the season when they had all those fumbles, you know, they haven't turned the ball over. So, and you're right. I mean, Mac Jones, I mean, are we done now? I mean, is the Jamar Chase, give him the Rookie of the Year? Yeah. I mean, can we just say Mac Jones is the Rookie of the Year,
yes,
please?
Yes,
I know it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for people from Pro Football Focus. It's going to be hard for all those Trey Lance fans to admit that he wasn't the third. But can we say he's the Rookie of the Year, please?
Yes.
Can we admit that after 12 games?
Yep, he should be a gigantic favorite today when books reopen that prop for sure. Michael, love talking to you. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
There you go. Lombardi Line, weekdays, noon Eastern, right here on VSiN. Weekends, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, right here on the Sports Betting Network.
He would have ripped the Chargers, too, but we ran out of time. That was another lousy performance. And the pick six, the fluke, the drop, everything. But good job by the Broncos there. Good numbers on Hurts. What was the Stafford thing? The Stafford tweet against teams?
No, I'll get to that coming up.
Oh, my God.
That's coming up.
I was not aware. I knew how bad it was against teams with a winning record.
Be patient for that one.
Oh,
that's coming.
Oh, my God.
Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook takes football same-game parlays to a whole other level. Now you can combine same-game parlays from different games to give you even more ways to make your perfect combo. In addition to that, BetRivers has added more and more same-game parlay props for college football matchups just in time for the biggest games of the season. Download the BetRivers app or go to BetRivers.com. You can explore all the new ways to create your ideal combo. Must be 21. Playable in New Jersey is Play Sugar House. Void where prohibited. How about opening numbers in the National Football League, Paulie, for week number 13, the Thursday night game, Cowboys in action yet again against the Saints. Here's what we'll do. We'll do the look-ahead line and compare it to what the openers were last night. The look-ahead was Dallas 5 on the road against the Saints. The opener was 5.5. Is that too short?
Yes.
I think so, too.
You get these wide receivers back. I thought it was a fluke what defensively what happened with all the PI calls. Jerry said it's throw-up ball. He was right. But I think they bounced back. And I don't want any part of the Saints with Simeon and that offense, and that was ugly on Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Ugly.
Yep. I agree with what our buddy, Adam Chernoff, who joins us every single Tuesday, said yesterday on Twitter. You're telling me the Bills went to 7.
Right.
Killed the Saints, but the Cowboys opened up 5. Like, there's a 2-point difference between Buffalo and Dallas?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right. Yeah, he was on fire, too. He had a huge week with his picks. Sides.
I think his sides, did he go undefeated with sides?
He lost. He had the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams, one loser.
He had a game over. I think he went like 6-1.
I think the props got him.
Props a little shaky, right?
Yeah, okay.
The sides, yeah, very good.
Minnesota, the look ahead was 7.5 at Detroit. They opened up 7 last night. What do you want to do with that game? Tease it down?
Thursday lived up to the hype. Certainly Dan Campbell getting exposed on national TV. The back-to-back timeouts, he was going to take another one, but Nagy beat him to the punch. The penalties, how about that game? Second and 30, third and 30, second and 25.
Back-to-back timeouts.
Yeah.
The guy, he doesn't understand.
Not lined up.
He doesn't know how to be a head coach.
Well, he said that. I'm learning on the job. Imagine that. It's like the guys who did Game of Thrones and ruined it. Most expensive film school, they called it, at HBO. They had no business getting that job and that opportunity.
Yeah.
This guy, quote, I'm learning on the job. This is what you get.
Great.
They can't even line up on defense here and you got to burn timeouts. But I want to see how serious the Cook injury is.
That looked pretty vicious, man.
Yeah.
You knew right away in real time that, this is not going to be pretty. And it wasn't. Cardinals, the look ahead at Chicago was 7. Open up 7, now 7.5. against the Bears.
So what happened? Did they use the reporter? Did they change their mind? Did they just want to get the team fired up?
Because I never bought that for a second. Yeah, okay. I know you and I disagreed on that. Okay. I didn't buy it for a second.
So Nagy lives another week. Certainly, they didn't do much to win that game either. Good call on Mooney. But that was...
Dalton was also, you know...
He played well,
give him some credit, too.
Yeah, I want Arizona. And that's going to be a popular teaser, too, with Murray coming back.
That total is 46.5. I think it was 47 here for a minute, or 47.5. So that's a key number with totals. And you know what Arizona's like on the road.
Yep.
Where games go to die.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay against Atlanta on the road. Buccaneers on the look ahead, they were 9.5, opened up 10.5 last night. That's the number right now.
Too high. Too high.
Think so?
Yes. Colts moved it on them.
Yeah, Buccaneers are not in great form right now. They had, right?
Struggled against the Giants.
No. Yeah.
Nice win, but you're right. They could have been down 3 scores in that game. That's too many points.
Yep.
Atlanta moved it on in the first meet, and the pick sixes happened.
It was 28-25. Atlanta had the ball the first time around. Yeah. And by the way, that was in Tampa, where they are a much different team than they've been on the road so far this year. KC versus Denver. This is now your new Sunday night game. The look ahead was 9.5. That was the opener last night.
Teddy gets hurt. He comes back. Locke with a horrendous interception.
Yep.
Good job by Fangio shutting down the Chargers. Oh, God.
Total was 49.5. You know Andy Reid's history coming off the bye.
Oh, very good. Yep. Yeah, there you go. Yep.
9.5 still. Yeah, okay. Man, a lot of points. Again, don't forget, Mahomes had that great game against the Raiders. It's been a lot of, not great, not exactly, great performance by him around that Raiders game. Colts open up 7.5 against the Texans. That was 7 last week on the look-ahead line.
I like Indy. Taylor has a big game. They get back on track, and it's put up or shut up time for the Colts now at 6-6.
Yep.
Taylor certainly struggled, and you couldn't move the ball against the Jets? Yikes.
Yep, no more losing games for the Colts.
Yeah.
Philadelphia, the look ahead was 6.5 at the Jets, opened up 7 in the game, and I'm looking now at Bet Rivers back down to 6.5 at one spot anyway.
You're right. Why'd you even bother throwing the ball?
I don't know.
The Giants, you're killing them on the ground. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? 3 interceptions. You allow 13 points and lose.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the look-ahead number in the Bengals-Chargers game was Cincy 1.5. It opened up 2.5 last night. Now, I don't want to overreact to what I saw yesterday, but it's still 2.5. Here at Circa, it's -3. The Bengals have to be a 3-point favorite at home against the Chargers. They have to be.
Chargers, yeah, Chargers are all over the place.
Oh, they're totally up and down again.
Well, the Bengals have been inconsistent, too. Remember, they lost to the Jets. They were run out at home by the Bengals. By the Browns. Browns can't score.
Right.
And they couldn't stop them in that game at home. Wasn't that long ago.
Yep.
So, that's a tough game.
I think that Jets game was a total blip on the radar.
What was the Browns game, then? Maybe they're back and forth.
Well, I say that about the Jets because it was a Mike White special, and... I mean, if they played 10 times, I don't think that's going to come close to happening again. But I like the Bengals. But I can't believe it's not 3.
This one doesn't make sense.
Another one.
This one. You have me on this one.
Yeah, Miami opened up. Well, the look ahead was 2.5. That's the opener. That's where we still sit right now on the Dolphins.
You fire the clapper, you bring in Larry the Cable Guy, same thing, 13 points. And you force turnovers, still can't take advantage and score?
I mean,
they didn't do anything.
There's not a lot to like about this Giants outfit right now. The defense couldn't slow down the Eagles' running game yesterday. It was all Jalen Hurts was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Good job by Tua.
And the receivers were awful.
Yep, good job by Tua, playing well. They've won 4 in a row. I want the hot Dolphins.
I think if you go back, like his last 60 passes, he's 80% completion. That's what I saw yesterday on Twitter. So they're playing well. They're coming around. This looks like the defense that Miami had last year, making plays happen every single week. That game has to be a field goal. It's not. Raiders, the look ahead was 1.5. You thought that was too low last week, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm.
They opened up 2.5 last night. That's where we sit right now. Should this game also be 3, you think?
Yes. I think the Raiders win.
Not knowing how the football team looks
short
tonight?
Week. Yep, short week, travel. Raiders saved their season. Yeah. I think they'll move it on Washington.
Okay, the look ahead line had Baltimore -3, even money, at the Steelers. The opener last night was also the Ravens -3. That was before the Sunday night game. What do you want to say about the Steelers today?
Oh, it's over. They need a new quarterback, changing of the guard. Bengals running their mouths after the game, rightfully so.
Yep.
They swept them. First time since, what, 09 they swept them? And just to blow them out like that, that'll do it. And I was dead wrong on the Steelers. They're going to probably finish in last place.
We have...
dead wrong.
We briefly mentioned this probably like 6 to 8 weeks ago. It's not going to happen. But I can't tell you how much I love the idea of the Steelers going all in for Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
They won't do it. That family will not get involved. But can you imagine if they would just say, screw it. Here's two first-round picks, whatever. Bring the guy in.
And look at the wins. The Buffalo game. You need the block punt. Yeah. Turn things around in the second half. You beat Seattle by 3. You beat Cleveland 15-10. You had the tie against Detroit. The last second kick against the Bears. I mean, look at the wins.
Yep, I know it.
This really could be like, you know, 2-2.
I mean, sure. The Rams, the look ahead was 12 against Jacksonville. It opened 13.5 last night. Did Stafford look healthy to you yesterday? I mean, it looked like he was totally crippled out there.
Yeah, issues. Yeah. Moving
big
around.
Time issues.
All right. And this game was flexed out late game. If you're a playoff team and a contender, if you're San Francisco, you got to keep cooking. You got to win this game. Seattle's a mess offensively. They're broken. We'll get to the stats coming up, but they're last and third down, the 27th in yards, the 27th in passing offense. Get this great running game. Samuel should be okay.
I think so,
Jimmy's playing well. Bad interception, but Jimmy's getting it done. You got to win this game. Yeah, the 49ers, and they're 2.5 on the road. They got to win this game.
It was a pick. Remember last week when we talked about the look-ahead lines, we thought pick was way too low.
Yep, and then the monster Monday night. Monster. The White injury is enormous. It's too bad. White's out for the year, but Bill's laying 3 against the Patriots.
This was 3.5 last week. Now it came down after what happened yesterday. So 3 minus 120. If you want to bet the Patriots, it's even money plus the 3.
I'm going to take the Bills. And if they lose, the division's over. Patriots got this.
Yeah, we're on opposite sides here. I already bet the...
did you?
I bet the Bills right away last night.
I got the Bills.
I'm sorry, the Patriots.
You did?
I bet the Patriots plus 3 right away last night.
Wow. All right.
Yep. The White injury is...
No doubt.
I think the Patriots are going to be able to run the ball as well. Up next, the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend. He's now 73-1-1 in his career in this spot. Incredible. Details on that coming up next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered, as BetRivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, LA, and now New York. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
Good.
Pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
The bad.
I've had it with this dump.
Got no food.
Got no jobs.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
And the ugly.
First of all, that's horrible.
Well, that was the worst piece of crap I've ever seen.
Here we go. Good, bad, and the ugly from the weekend. So I'm sitting at home yesterday watching all the games, minding my own business. And then the Fox broadcast hit me right in the face as they're coming out for the second half. Aaron Rodgers. They put up a graphic. It's 72-1-1 at home when leading at halftime.
God.
They'll make it 73-1-1 now. The game in which he lost was the game in 2018 to Arizona. And that's the game that Mike McCarthy got fired for.
Really?
Yep.
That's Belichick stuff.
That's Belichick-Brady
Belichick
stuff
Brady,
right there.
Yeah, yep. Like 104-2, whatever it was. Yeah.
I did not know it was that good.
Yeah.
I knew it was good.
I would assume
it was good. But
that's amazing. Yeah.
Saturday's college football slate, A+. That was so good from start to finish. And, I mean, what's not to like about rivalry weekend in college football? The way Michigan took out Ohio State, pure dominance, the Iron Bowl, and then Bedlam as well, and everything in between and around. It was so good. Lincoln Riley taking the USC job, as we talked about earlier, that's a win-win for both parties. Like, Riley was really going to take Oklahoma into the SEC rather than going to the Pac-12, living in Los Angeles, and being a part of the USC program. It makes too much sense for everybody here.
Yep.
Now, who takes Oklahoma? Lane Kiffin? Could this job get Urban Meyer away from the NFL? And you saw the report about Cliff Kingsbury, which I don't buy for 2 seconds. That was to get him an extension with the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Cocky Jim Harbaugh, I love it, born on third. And you think he hit a triple. That's so good. He could not wait
yes.
to get all cocky about Ohio State after the game.
Yeah.
And a stat that I heard on Saturday. Get this. Sam Hartman is only the fourth ACC quarterback ever to throw for 30-plus touchdowns and rush for 10 or more. Your previous quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and Taj Boyd. I would throw this out there. If Hartman or Pickett are awesome in the ACC title game, they can't win the Heisman? Like, it has to be between Stroud and Bryce Young? I think it's total nonsense mm-hmm. that nobody else can step in and win this award. Nothing came easy for Ohio State on Saturday. Stroud put up good numbers at the end, but that was all. Like, every drive felt like it was a grinder against that Michigan defense. And one more in the NFL. Mac Jones getting better every single week. I haven't looked at the numbers yet today. He should be. Jamar Chase is having a great year. Jalen Waddle's having a great year. Others are as well. He should be a huge favorite to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Just so happened that I got him at 10-1 on the day, and we talked about this on the air. Talked about it last segment of the show at 10-1, and then like 10 minutes later, Cam Newton was cut. So the timing could not have worked out better with that bet. And Duke-Gonzaga Friday night in college basketball. Awesome game for November in college hoops. Either one of those teams can win the title. Just having the Duke beat them on a neutral. 20,000 people there at the game. Most ever for a game here in the state of Nevada. My bad. I think that we're going to be on the same playing field here with this one. Same page. Brian, you've talked about this earlier. Brian Harsin's decision-making in the Iron Bowl. Passing right away on first down late after a turnover instead of running the football, taking time off the clock. Couldn't believe what I was watching. Now, is this bad coaching or just low football IQ by the running back, not getting out of bounds? How does that happen? We see it more and more now in football where players get it. This kid didn't, and that cost him.
It was easy, too.
Yep.
I mean, just fall down. Fall down, slide.
That's all you had to do.
The Bama defensive guys didn't even have to work.
Right.
Oh, you're just going to run out of bounds. Okay. And then the third and two play was just as bad.
Yep.
Never had a chance.
From shotgun. What are we doing? And then, all things considered, what injured kicker, backup quarterback.
Who's hobbled.
Yes.
The quarterback's hurt.
Right.
Go for the win.
You don't go for two, but you're going to. So eventually you want to go to a two-point shootout with Alabama? Go for two. Win it right there. Ugh. Drove me nuts. My ugly. I saw the stat from Dave Koken on Twitter. Matthew Stafford, 0-16 lifetime when facing teams at least five games over 500.
Oh.
You can make it 0-17.
There it is. You're kidding. You're kidding.
Isn't that something?
The savior? 0-17.
The messiah.
I know. I always used to talk to Bernie Fratto, who for years covered the team. The record against teams that finished the season with a winning record. I mean, at one point it was like 5-40. Ridiculous.
It might have been worse than that, actually.
Yeah on the road. And then on the road,
got worse.
It was like 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. He won 1 year in Lambeau.
Yesterday, again, I mean, the defense was terrible yesterday, and I think the defense is completely overrated. But fumble right away. Eventually throws a pick six. By the way, he could have had 3 pick sixes in the game for what it's worth. 3 touchdowns, yes. Beautiful pass to Jefferson, but that's the typical, that's Exhibit A, right, for Stats Padford?
Yeah.
Exactly
who he is.
When the
game's decided, I'll put, yep. 0-17.
And then last one, Kirk Cousins lining up behind right guard on 4th and goal.
Going to burn a timeout?
Use a timeout right there.
The running back has to tap him.
Yes.
Kirk, over here, buddy. It was tough for the MVP case.
Bye-bye.
All right, good. Well, same thing, but you have to do it. You're right. Patriots. It's 6 in a row and 7 of 8. But the average margin of victory is 35-10 in
killing
this game.
Teams.
Yeah. They're blowing people out. And what is it about Belichick? Maybe they just get better as the year goes on. And the great answer by Michael about last year and the COVID and cancellation. He had Cam Newton. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they destroyed Tennessee. Flores in Miami, full marks. They've won 4 in a row. That is a great coaching job. Tua's playing well. The rumors he's going to be dealt. We're going after Watson. He had to deal with that every week.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid is getting better. And they could have shut it down.
Agreed.
They went just like the 49ers. They could have shut it down. They're 3-5 at the time. and 0-4 at home, and they come limping into Monday night. They've won three in a row now since destroying the Rams. Huge win against the Vikings. They are the sixth seed in the NFC. They have essentially a two-game lead over Minnesota now with the tiebreaker. But got to keep it going. You got to go beat Seattle. But certainly some winnable games the rest of the year for the 49ers. The Eagles, you hold your opponent to 13 points, you lose the game. You're minus four in the turnover battle. Pertz throws three picks. You're right. Why even bother throwing the ball? They can't see you gashing him on the ground.
Yep.
And the Rager drops, too. Still would have won the game. He drops it at the one-yard line. Would have set up first and goal. So last week, this guy celebrates at midfield. He did the Superman again yesterday early in the game. Cam Newton should have to do the Superman when he throws an interception.
Yes.
Did you see this performance? 5 of 21, two interceptions, benched in the loss against Miami, and Carolina took money. This guy was terrible last year. He comes in 2-3 weeks ago, I'm back, coming in. You're okay from inside the two-yard line. That's about it.
Remember the same day? The same day the Patriots celebrated as a team. Was that Bourne's first ever touchdown?
Myers.
They all got together, and it was a great moment. Like, that's what you love to see. Teams, you know, teammates loving each other, that kind of a deal. The same day, Cam Newton makes it all about himself. Get away from me, teammates. I want to go in the end zone and pull Superman. I'm back, baby. I'm back. Yep. Yeah, you are. Have fun on your own.
This is one of the worst passes you're ever going to see. 5 of 21 in the lousy year he had last season. The Chargers lost 13 points, a pick six. Paul Christ, Wisconsin, you're playing for the chance in a rivalry game to go to the Big Ten title game. Fleck undressed him again. And they scored 6 points on offense, and then late in the game, 5 minutes left, it's 4th-and-1. He's like, what do we do? The punter's on the field. They have to call a timeout. There's a penalty. He goes, let's put the offense back on the field. Disaster. $440,000 bet at Borgata on Wyoming. They were laying double digits. They were never in the game and lost 38-14. And you have to do it one more time. Scott Frost in Nebraska. 21-6 late third quarter at home. They give up 19 points in the fourth quarter to Iowa. The special teams every week block punt for a touchdown. And they went 1-8 in the Big Ten, but were even in scoring margin.
Yeah, because they blew out Northwestern.
Yep, lost 9 games by single digits. Scott Frost, can you get a special teams guy next year? It's just ridiculous. There's good, the bad, the ugly.
Here's the photo.
I couldn't believe Nebraska blew that again.
Benjamin Solak, who was on to this last week.
Yeah.
Right guard.
What happened here?
I don't know. By the way, another game I watched a lot of yesterday, volume was on that quite a bit. It sounded like the Vikings fans took over Santa Clara.
Oh, it did.
Early on in the game.
I didn't have the sound on that one.
Now, when they would actually pan out to the crowd, it looked like plenty of red there for the 49ers. But the sound, the fans were, I thought they took over. Super loud for Minnesota in that game.
Savior. They had to take them to the promised land. Yeah. Stafford.
NFC favorites. Watch out.
17.
Monday Night Football betting preview coming up next. We'll hit a bunch of player props. 5 of the last 6 lead running backs to face Seattle have done quite well. Numbers next.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSEN Cyber Monday offers here. Right now, when you sign up for our $99 midseason football special, you receive a $20 credit to the VSEN store. Get all of our expert sports betting analysis, insights, and data for the rest of the season, plus $20 to buy VSEN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Limited time offer. Sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift. VSEN.com/subscribe. Dog matchup tonight, Monday Night Football. We need a Manning cast. I don't know if there is a Manning cast tonight. But this is when you need it. I am surprised how many people here in contests are on Seattle. Like the couple of the guys at the top of the Circa and at the Super Contest are on Seattle, which surprises me. The other thing, $6 million on the line. We're down to 30 people. Two of them are on Seattle. And not only that, one contestant had New England available. The biggest favorite on the board. He didn't go New England. He took Seattle, which I don't know if it was a hedging thing or what, but there's someone actually used Houston. I mean, this was a motley crew of teams selected on Sunday. $6 million, 40 people left going into Sunday, and someone said, give me the Texans.
Oh, mama.
Someone also was on the Chargers. That I could see, I guess,
sure.
But didn't work out.
Yeah.
One person used Atlanta. One used Miami. Two had Carolina.
Two of them did.
Six had Philly. But two people, including one who still had New England available, says, give me Seattle.
Mm. That is something else.
Good
luck. Did you know this? VSiN's very own Jonathan Von Tobel, NBA senior analyst, senior analyst, host of The Edge weekdays at 4 o'clock right here. He was so the Westgate Super Contest, they did like a six-week midseason deal between week 7 and 12.
Right.
He was 1 point back to win the whole thing yesterday.
No.
He finished 1 point back the way it appears.
Your money?
So he's going to finish in some sort of the money, yeah. I don't know how much. I don't even know if he wants me saying this on the air or whatever.
You're too late.
But it's too late now, yeah. He was 1 point back. He had the Colts plus 3 in the contest.
Oh.
If he wins that, I think he ties for first in this six-week contest. A sneaky under the radar.
You're kidding.
No, he had 19 points going into the action yesterday. The people ahead of him had 20.
Oh, Jesus, what a racket. It's tough.
So here's why I think Seattle wins the game tonight. Because I'm on Washington from last week plus 2. And the way this has been going with me lately now betting early numbers.
Closing line value.
It has not been going well.
Yeah.
It was to begin the season, betting the openers. Now lately this has turned on me.
Yeah.
So,
but Washington's in this thing with a win.
Can you believe that?
I mean, they could come out here and win Sunday, too, and then they get the 500. A couple left against the Eagles. Some winnable games coming up.
Yeah.
But this is not. Heineke's played well. It's another good job by Rivera. Beat Tampa Bay. That was a shocker. I think the Bucs were off the bye in that situation, too. But
They were.
I mean, this is just, it's a mess as far as I'm concerned. I mean, with the props and with the game itself. But Seattle, 25th in points per game, Seattle. They've lost 5 of 6. As I mentioned earlier, last in third down, 27th in passing, 27th in yards. It's the worst 10-game start under Carroll. They've never lost 3 in a row with Wilson. And you mentioned it seems that all these moves are going, you're getting great value here and the best of it, and you lose with these numbers. So,
okay, so as for player props tonight, Antonio Gibson, in two games since Washington's bye, he's handled at least 19 touches and totaled at least 78 yards. Gibson also got Washington's carries inside the 10-yard line. He got both of them since the bye. And 7 of the 8 rushing touchdowns Seattle has allowed have come from inside the 10-yard line. And here's the big boy. 5 of the last 6 lead running backs to face Seattle have tallied at least 99 yards and a score. Tonight, shop around here, but at Bet Rivers, Antonio Gibson's rushing yards is 68.5. And I do like the idea of him scoring a touchdown tonight, but maybe take a peek at him to score the first touchdown. I'm okay with that. First touchdown is 7-1. Anytime is plus 114 right now at Bet Rivers. So I think it's setting up for him to have a decent game.
It just changes everything with these same game parlays and these props.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I mean, come on. How exciting was Thanksgiving? With the big tickets that cashed in the Lions game. And Graham anytime touchdown.
Well, and then the tickets
one.
That came in the Raiders-Cowboys game. I can't imagine some of the same game
overtime
parlays.
16-1 and
well, who's gonna score a
Jackson was 40-1 first touchdown.
Right.
What happened? Knox had 2 touchdowns in the late game.
Allen threw for 4.
Breida got in, right?
He scored 1, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He was plus 480 anytime touchdown.
That's right, you had that. Good job.
Plus 480.
But, I mean, stuff like this, it's like, okay, well, I can stomach watching this game tonight because there's so many, the same game parlays are great and all these, the first touchdown and the props and
right.
All the other business.
I'll give you a breakdown here of Metcalf and Lockett going against this Washington defense. Now, keep in mind, the Washington defense, they are 29th. Where's the number here? Yeah, 29th in passing yards allowed and 31st overall in passing touchdowns. Russell Wilson has not thrown a single touchdown since coming back from injury. As for Metcalf and Lockett, Washington secondary is allowing 190 yards to opposing receivers per game. That's the fourth most overall. The football team has also allowed a receiver to score in 9 of 10 games and has given up multiple touchdowns to receivers in 5 of their last 8. Metcalf probably goes against Kendall Fuller for a lot of the game tonight, who's giving up 4 inches and 30 pounds overall to DK. As for Lockett, and keep this in mind for both guys, over the last 5 games, none of the following were able to go over 78 yards against the football team. 76 yards make it. Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Jerry Jeudy, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, or DJ Moore. But out of the slot, Lockett has gone over 100 yards in 2 of his last 3 games, and this is where Washington struggles. Keenan Allen, 9 for 100. Sterling Shepard, 9 for 94. Cole Beasley, 11 for 98. So they've done a great job shutting down big-name wide receivers, but it's the slot guys that can kill them. So I would think, I think Gibson and Lockett are the two guys I would focus on tonight. The way it's been going, the way it matches up for the breakdowns here. And Seattle's defense has actually been sneaky good, so I'm going to stay away from McLaurin and maybe look to play some unders on Terry McLaurin. Although that guy, he's so good. He's so underrated, Terry McLaurin. What a weapon he is for Heineke in this offense.
Who knows? This could be 33-30. Or it could be a sleep inducer.
Yeah.
I mean, this, you get a matchup like this, who knows?
Well, based on that, that's why, again, I'd like, you know, Manning cast. Yes, please.
Sure. I cannot believe the rating on that Dallas game.
Neither can I.
Today's day and age, the highest rated regular season game since 1990?
I was blown away when I saw that.
I couldn't believe that.
And so think about how many of the 38.5 million people that were projected to watch that game, how many on Thanksgiving do you think the conversation at the Thanksgiving table, was it not, what the hell's going on?
Sure.
This sucks.
Yeah.
You can't throw this many flags.
Yeah.
How do you throw that PI?
I know.
Don't you think like that was happening at like between 30 million people?
I know. That was an embarrassment by hockey.
That must have dominated the conversation.
Yep. Now, McCarthy was great afterwards. Well, right where you want, have at it. I mean, 28 penalties. What do you want me to say?
That, and you know what?
Yeah.
Jerry Jones, when he actually came out, you know how much power he has as an owner?
Sure.
Now, I wish Jerry Jones would be saying this when it happened to other teams, not just his team. But when the Cowboys are affected and Jerry Jones takes the microphone and he says, this sucks, we got to change the rules, maybe then the NFL will listen. Because the NFL has, in the past, listened to a guy like Jerry Jones.
And I thought Greg Olsen did a good job in the Colts game. This Jerry called it throw-up ball. I mean, the Colts have perfected this, too.
Right.
You can't just sit there. You're by design. Throw it deep. I'm going to underthrow you. Stop. And the guy's just going to run right into him. You can't, like Peter King wrote today, this is ridiculous. That's not football. There's nothing the guy can do. But it can't be a 40-yard penalty.
That's the point.
But I guess they're never going to change this, and it infuriates Pereira, who's on with us all the time. I know. One more thing, too, on sir. That was a double option. Miami, Carolina. The guy used his double option.
Oh, did he?
He went Miami and Carolina.
Okay, well, you know what? He's alive. I'm not. So.
Oh, no, I don't have a problem with it.
No, it's fine.
No, survive in advance. Now, get into this. Can't wait to talk to Mike Baum Thursday.
Will it go?
I don't think a chop's possible. There's no. You're going to trust someone? You got 5 people left for $6 million.
Oh, you can't even.
You can't trust someone with that kind of money.
No, and Circa
can't. You'd have to go up to the window at the same time and all put in the same team at the same time and all take the same team.
Actually, you'd have to have.
Oh, my God, what a mess.
You'd actually probably have to have somebody put the picks in for you so you don't change your mind and dupe somebody, but I don't even know if that's legal.
$6 million.
No, this is.
Someone took Houston. And how do you, I don't know. You got to use the Patriots there, don't you? You have to.
If you have them.
The guy had the Patriots available. He's taking Seattle.
Well, you know what? I mean, some people didn't take Dallas, though, on Thanksgiving.
One person also had New England, right? One person also had New England and went Cincinnati. Good call. Game was over in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was a no sweat.
That was a great job.
Up next, Kenny White's going to join the program. We will ask him what he likes, who he likes early in college football for championship weekend coming up next.